It's Adam Penn-Gilly, morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Can I just bring something quickly to the table this morning? I was at the True Blues dinner last night where they inducted Danny Badiris and the Crow, Michael Cronin, into the Hall of Fame. And they played this big slideshow of all New South Wales's famous players and moments and everything like that. And I've got to say, almost half the photos they showed of L. Daly were him with his shirt off and his rig out in the dressing room after games.
Oh, really? Not surprised.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've got to know where the camera is after a game.
Yeah.
You've got to get yourself in a position to be photographed without them actually knowing that they're taking your photo.
Gee, you always would have had a haircut the week of Origin.
I've told you that before.
Do you ever get caught taking your strides off when you shouldn't be? You know, sometimes in the background you see it on the cameras in the change. Well, you didn't have the camera in the change room,
no,
did you?
No, we never had the camera in the change room. I'll tell you what we did have. I don't know whether you would have had it when you were playing cricket. Might have been out of vogue then, but when I first started playing, like the journos would come into the sheds and they'd be interviewing you in the shower.
Yeah.
So you'd be having a shower.
And they'd be in there.
And they'd be in there taking notes.
Yeah, no wonder why you're tight with the journos.
Were you ever a journo when that was happening?
I can see why friendships have changed. That never happened in my day, mate.
I was a little bit too young for that, I think. But
you were Bulldog showering together. You and the Red Dog.
Honestly, you'd be in the shower, you'd be soaping up, and the journo
doing
would be
interview.
1 or 2 metres away from you just asking you questions.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was pre-PC days.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that'd go
and
down.
Social media.
These days.
And everything else. Racing New South Wales yesterday announced more prize money increases, Adam.
It's not going to stop, Jared. We're moving from August 1. Saturday Metropolitan races are going to $160,000. I can remember only a couple of years ago when they were just ticked over the $100,000 mark. And it's crazy to think of that $160,000 at the moment. Obviously getting a bit of a bump up in those midweek prize money races up to about $60,000. But the thing I liked was a nice little move across the board for provincial prize money for a minimum stands got up to $42,000. So Racing New South Wales has been going down this path for many, many years now, Jared. They wanted to keep going. And we're hearing from Racing Victoria, they're going to try and have some prize money cuts in the next 12 months or so. But certainly up here in Sydney, they're just going to keep bumping up this prize money until it probably reaches a point where they can't do it anymore.
I was going to say, it just seems like every month or so, New South Wales are just bumping the prize money up. And obviously Melbourne are trying to compete, or Victoria are trying to compete, but they just can't at the moment. But is one of the things they're trying to do down there is put an extra race on Saturdays?
Yeah, this is a really interesting story, Laurie, down in Victoria. I think they're facing a bit of a funding shortfall at the moment. They can see the wagering market's definitely softening at the moment, and probably their returns to the industry are going to be dropping a little bit in the next 12 to 24 months. And one of the ways they're trying to make up for that shortfall is potentially by adding an extra race to their Saturday programs in the city down there in Melbourne. So we've been at 10 races in Sydney for, it would be a couple of years now, I would have thought. And whether you like it or not, personally, I think it makes for an extremely long day having 10 races, but I do understand the reason why that most people are betting on a Saturday. Well, Victoria have come out and virtually put a proposal to the Victorian Jockeys Association saying, hey, we're thinking about going to 10 races on a Saturday. They're pushing back quite vigorously on that at the moment. I suppose one of the factors is that they have probably a lot more sort of twilight or night racing down there in Victoria. They have sort of twilight programs on a Wednesday. They do have night programs on a Thursday night and a Friday night for a lot of the year, particularly in summer, obviously, with Moonee Valley. And they're just saying the burnout factor on the jockeys is going to get to a point just beyond no return with an extra race on Saturday. So there's plenty of conversations that need to happen down there in Victoria at the moment, because I don't think I get any immediate sort of agreement on this sort of plan in the not-too-distant future down there in Victoria.
Ben Curry, tell us about his disqualification there in Queensland.
Yeah, really interesting story, Jared, in the News Limited papers today, that Ben Curry's been disqualified for 18 months over a horse that was trained by his father, Mark, that returned a positive to a cocaine late last year called End Assembly, which won a listed race at Eagle Farm last year in December. And I think Ben Curry has been quietly put out of the game for 18 months after that. So he's got the right to appeal that, obviously, penalty to the appeals board up there in Queensland. But we know he's had a checkered history in the past, and just another twist in the Ben Curry saga, I suppose, over many years. So, yeah, wait to see how that plays out, but certainly not good news for Ben Curry up there in Queensland.
Thank you, mate. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Chat tomorrow.